Hello and welcome to Sleeping Giants, the East Anglian Daily Times and Ipswich Stars sports podcast. Ipswich's run of successive draws continues, but today the big story is the club's season tickets for next term. Many categories will be subject to a 1.5% rise, and the news has not gone down well with the fans. Sports writer Chris Brammer is here to talk that over with us, as well as preview the upcoming game away at Cardiff. So Chris, obviously, season ticket news has not gone down well with the fans. The reaction's been understandably poor, hasn't it?
It has. It's gone down like a lead balloon, to be honest. I don't think there was ever going to be any other reaction, really. I think the icing on the cake was the cutting of the £10 season ticket for kids. I think had they not done that, then there might have been a little bit more, not sympathy, but there might have been a little bit more understanding towards the club. But I think that's possibly one of the biggest issues, you know, the fact that it seems as though they're sort of looking beyond the next generation and don't seem to be really taking notice of the youngsters that are coming through and are keen to watch a football match.
I mean, that's one of the things that's actually been a big selling point and quite successful for the club over the past few seasons. That's gone down really well in recent years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I know firsthand from relatives and things like that that, you know, that they've been willing to take the kids back, although the football's been poor. It has been poor because of the reasonable prices. They've been willing to give Ipswich another go and say, like, oh, you know, it's only so much, so let's try again, and they might be better this time. And if not, it's still a cheap evening or cheap afternoon. But all of a sudden, I think from going from £10 to £50 is quite a big increase. And I think they've got to look at that and maybe review that part of the statement, because that's not gone down well as well, and they're at risk of losing a generation of fans, I think, quite easily.
And the other thing that's connected with that, that we've seen sort of a lot of reaction on social media and our website over the day, is that obviously with the prices going up for adults as well, that's another incentive for families mm-hmm. not to go, even though if the adult prices have maybe stayed the same, then the children's prices going up could have been borne. But the fact that the children's prices have gone up and the adults' prices, it might drive not just individuals, yeah, but whole families away.
I mean, I understand that, you know, in whatever economy that you live in, and year on year your costs mount up and everything, and you've got to sort of live within your means and put up prices accordingly. But it leaves a sour taste in the mouth, given the fact that the football's been so substandard. Had they been playing well and they'd been in the top six, I mean, even then, top six clubs that put out the prices and they're quite high, you get fans complaining. So, I mean, it was always going to be the case at Ipswich, which was currently in 16th, the football's not been the best for the last 18 months, to then come out and say we're putting prices up, but then use the phrase one of our own to sort of label towards fans. Yeah, it doesn't really sit right, does it?
To play devil's advocate for a minute, the football club is a business. It's got to make mm-hmm. money somehow. The season ticket is the way it makes its money a lot of the time, as well as obviously the big money coming in from player sales. But has it been addressed in the right way? If they wanted to put season ticket prices up, have they gone around in the best way in order to do that? Or is there a way that they maybe could have softened the blow, made some concessions some places to make it a little bit of a less bitter pill to swallow?
I don't think there is, to be honest. I think all that could have happened, and this is a totally different remit to what the club off the pitch are doing, is to produce a better product on the pitch. Had the product been better on the pitch, then fans would have been more sort of open to probably renewing or buying season tickets, or even paying the extra for kids. They've got to announce the season ticket prices at some point. Some people have said that they were going to wait until after Mick McCarthy decided his future before announcing, but they've not done that. They've gone and done it now. It's a bold move. I think, like I say, the fact that it's been so negative on the pitch, if they'd have made the announcement next week or in 2 weeks' time, even if they get a couple of wins in the next couple of games, I don't think it would have made any difference. They've done it now, you know, they've got the tin hats on ready. I don't think they could have done it at any time between now and the end of the season and it made any difference. I don't think there's any other way of doing it. You've got to do it, and they're sort of taking the pelters now, really. At the end of the day, it's the product on the pitch, I think, that's turning most fans away because they're not seeing value for money.
What's the effect going to be? I mean, are we going to see lower attendances next season? Will we see the season ticket sales go down? They've set a target of, I think, 12,750. And yeah. If they reach that target, then everyone who's bought a season ticket is getting 5% back. So they've clearly tried to do something to entice people in. But with such a high target, when that's a little bit more than the current number of season tickets, as we understand it, is that a realistic target?
Well, I mean, if you look at the gates this season, you've been talking maybe 15,500, 16,000, but I've actually, that amount of people been going in the ground because, you know, they count season ticket holders as a seat already there, whether they turn up or not. So, you know, my concern is, as well as the season ticket holders, who you're always going to get your avid fans that will go, come rain or shine. There'll be some that will turn away and say, no, it's not for me anymore, but it's the casual supporters as well. I think the big announcement after this will be the new match day tickets, and I think that's a way they could get around this slightly if they offer a sort of a reduction on the prices for match days. Whether they will do that, I don't know. Whether they can afford to do that, I don't know. But I certainly think if they lower match day prices and match day tickets, then possibly they could find a small solution to this season ticket problem.
And as well, obviously, when they get through partway through the season next year, they offer half season tickets, as many clubs do. Do they think that perhaps there could be a little bit of a hit now, but if things improve at the start of next season, whether that's with Mick McCarthy or not, because that's one of the things that a lot of fans say could affect their desire to buy a season ticket. Are they maybe hoping that improved fare at the start of next season might help them recover what they've lost in half-season tickets?
Again, you can never tell, but I mean, it's common sense that if the team's playing well and winning games, more people will go along and more people will be willing to pay that premium, if you like, to go and watch good quality football. And I think if Ipswich got to a stage next season, albeit if they're in the Championship, let's not forget they're not safe from relegation yet, although it is unlikely. But if they were in the Championship next season and say in the top six by Christmas, then I'm sure fans would consider snapping up half season tickets, but you've got to get the product right on the pitch first. What I thought was interesting from Ian Milne's statement is that, you know, the owner sees the reason of putting the prices up to sort of fall in line with the 5-point plan. Are we really seeing fruits, you know, is it bearing fruit, this 5-point plan? You know, we're seeing academy players sort of seeping through little by little, Emmanuel and Kenlock being the last ones, but only this week Mick McCarthy said that he'll know when the likes of Ben Morris, Monty Patterson, Kundai Benyu are ready for the first team. He's probably got a point, they're probably not ready, but fans are desperate to see some of their own players coming through, and that's not happening. So is that the fault of the manager? Is it the fault of the academy? Are they not ready? But that's clearly in the 5-point plan that they're wanting to bring players through. They bought a couple of players for six-figure sums last summer, Grant Ward and Adam Webster. So with mixed results, Adam Webster's been outstanding. Grant Ward's been off and on. He's sort of come back into form a bit. They need to bring more players in of that ilk. And then I think the last point was a commitment to playing attacking and exciting football. We've not seen that. And that's another reason. That's another one of the 5-point plans, reason for putting up the money. So are we going to see more attacking football next season? It's a question that remains to be answered.
It's a little bit of a statement ahead of seeing the results, isn't it?
They've
already mentioned the 5-point plan. They released that sort of quite a few weeks ago now. They're giving the season ticket price rise as a reason for supporting the 5-point plan, but as yet, people really haven't seen that coming to fruition. Had it been the other way round and they've said this is our 5-point plan and it's working and we're going to put the season ticket prices up, perhaps people would have been a little bit more amicable towards
it. But they've got to have some way of trying to make money, and you know, they've to be fair to them, they've gone out and they've been brave this morning, or whatever you want to call it, and put their prices out there. I think they knew they were going to get this kind of reaction. There was no way of denying that they were going to get anything other than a bad reaction, but they've done it now, and let's see what happens. I think obviously the proof will be in the pudding in the summer when we see what season ticket sales have been like. I think a lot will depend on the way the club goes in the summer, in terms of will Mick stay, will he go, will Marcus Evans drop a bit of money at it and really invest in the playing squad over the summer and maybe give it a right go next season.
Is there anything that Ipswich can do between now and the end of the season which might make more fans buy the season tickets? I mean, obviously winning games is going to be a start, but a lot of people have said that it's the style of football that grates with them at the moment, and however much truth there is in it, a lot of people say we'll be happy sort of seeing the team playing attacking football, even if it means that we sort of ship goals and lose occasionally. Now, maybe that's sort of a little bit of be careful what you wish for, but would that go some way to maybe making people sort of a little bit happier about the price rise?
Possibly, but we had a false dawn, didn't we? Last month, I think it was start of February, when we looked at the fixtures and thought, where are they going to get a point from? And all of a sudden, you know, albeit they were drawing games, they were playing a little bit with a bit more freedom. He changed to three at the back. Yes, they're still unbeaten in that formation, but they were playing better football for a period. And then all of a sudden, I think it was after maybe, I mean, the Norwich game wasn't great, but you take a point at Carrow Road in a derby, high-octane derby, quite happy with that. But after, since then, the football's gone downhill again. So, you know, can the players provide that kind of football on a regular basis? At the moment, you would suggest not. So will that happen between now and the end of the season? The theory is that once teams are safe, they tend to play with more freedom. Well, I asked Mick McCarthy that question the other day, and he tends to go against that theory. He doesn't think there's much weight in that, so we'll have to see. But at the moment, I think Ipswich fans will be happy with the Blues playing ugly football, simply because now they're at a position where all of a sudden they're not safe. I mean, it's 7 points clear of the bottom three at the moment, but that's before Bristol City play tonight, so I think it could be six by tomorrow. All of a sudden they're going to be wanting to see ugly pragmatic football, because they've got to get results now.
Moving on to the game tomorrow, Ipswich are obviously going away to Cardiff. Warnock versus McCarthy. It's not the sort of thing where if you just look at the two managers, you immediately think stunning, attractive, exciting football. It's not Guardiola versus Mourinho. It's Warnock versus McCarthy.
It's the old school, isn't it? And let's be fair, they've both had success in the past. You know, Warnock's got umpteen promotions for different clubs. Mick McCarthy's won titles in the Championship, managed at a World Cup. They've both been incredibly successful managers. I think they've got something like 2,000 games between them. They know every trick in the book when it comes to the touchline. You know, the really good mates off the pitch. I imagine once the whistle goes at 3 o'clock tomorrow, that the shackles will be off and that will change. From what I can see, it's going to be a tough game for Ipswich. I think your money's got to be on a draw again. Ipswich have drawn 7 of the last 8. I think Cardiff have drawn 3 of the last 4. But Cardiff are a different proposition now to when they were when Neil Warnock took over in, I think it was October. I think they were second bottom then, whereas now they're quite comfortable in mid-table. They may be one of these teams that are playing with the shackles off and could play with a bit more freedom. That could play against Ipswich. It could also play into Ipswich's hands. Who knows? But Town have got to start picking up results sooner rather than later. Yes, they're unbeaten in 8 games, but drawn games are no good because other teams below them are winning. So it's all being well not losing. If you're not scoring and winning games and other teams are catching you up, then you're going to be in trouble.
We mentioned obviously the unbeaten record, which has come from a very long succession of draws. Now, with those draws, Ipswich haven't really been shipping goals, have they?
No.
0-0 draw in there, and most of the rest are all 1-1 draws. So the defence, which is at times has been a little bit shaky for Ipswich Town, but was one of those highlights of the playoff campaign. They were really tight at the back and did well there. That seems to have come back a bit now. So it always seems to be with Ipswich that it's half of the pitch is always really doing its job very well, and the other half not. At the moment, the defence is working really well, but it's up front, scoring, creating the goals, that is a bit of a problem. And obviously Emir Hughes on loan from Cardiff can't play this week. I mean, I know he's injured I believe at the moment anyway, without him, Ipswich really do lack something to drive them forward and supply Tom Lawrence and David McGoldrick up front.
I think you need a box to box midfielder. I think that's what you need, and they've needed that for a long time. I think Grant Ward will probably come in tomorrow, especially if Kevin Brew's doubtful with an injury. And he's done well in midfield. He's provided energy, he can score a goal. I think one of the problems at the moment is, and a lot of fans are seeing it, is that Lawrence and McGoldrick playing up front, yes, they're both incredibly skillful players and the match winners on the day, but are they too similar? Neither are out-and-out strikers. They both like to play in that number 10 role that floats behind the striker. So if they're both trying to do that, it kind of cancels out what one or the other is doing. Whereas if you brought in someone like a Brett Pittman who had a great impact in the 5 or 10 minutes he had at Barnsley last week, set up the goal, and then play one behind him, then let's see what happens. Or there's also a theory to say play three players up front, you know, play Lawrence, McGoldrick and a Pittman or a Sears, and see if by having an extra attacker up front that makes Ipswich any more of a threat. But then by doing that, do you open things up a little bit more at the back to concede? It's fine margins, but I certainly think that Lawrence and McGoldrick, while they are probably Ipswich's two best players, they're probably not Ipswich's best combination at the moment.
Do you think we might see, I mean, it's probably not something that the McCarthy's considering, because we've seen he likes to play McGoldrick and Lawrence up front, because as we say, they are their two best players at the moment. But is there a possibility that perhaps Tom Lawrence could drop back in and fill that midfield role instead of Grant Ward coming in for Emir Hughes and Brett Pittman going up with David McGoldrick? Would that be something that has a little bit more synergy to it?
Possibly, yeah. I know Mick's a fan of Grant Ward because of his energy and he gets up and down the pitch. Not to say that Tom Lawrence doesn't do that, but he's kind of more of a flair player going forward, and he does his best work in that final third. So by playing in a midfield, albeit a five-man midfield, would Town lose some of that influence? Would he be expected to track back more? Whereas if you play Ward there, he'll be up and down the pitch. I think Lawrence is best suited in a more advanced striking position, really.
There we go. And that's all we've got time for on this week's Sleeping Giants. Obviously, we'll have full coverage of the match in Cardiff tomorrow. And we'd love to hear your thoughts as well on social media and on our website of what you think of the season ticket price rises as well. We've got lots of coverage across our website of all that. We will be back next week, of course, to review the Cardiff game. Thank you very much to Chris, and thanks for listening.